Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. The news has just broken that Jesse Bromwich, he has signed with the Dolphins from season 2023 onwards. A very interesting one. Now, the first thing that comes to mind for people is the age of Jesse Bromwich. Now, when the season starts, he will be 33 in 10 months. So by week 7 of the NRL, he will be 34 years old. Now, 34 years old traditionally was a really worrying number. There's a lot of guys that are playing on in the front row, especially to their 34, 35, 36. So I still think Jesse Bromwich will play a year or two there for the Dolphins. I still think it is a good signing. Is it alarming his age? You would rather him be younger, but I'll tell you what, I really like this one for the Dolphins, and I love that Wayne Bennett has gone after this guy because Wayne Bennett is building a franchise that he wants to be successful long-term. He doesn't want them to make a splash when they enter and then it all go to shit. So he has gone after Felice Kaufusi. He's gone after Jesse Bromwich. What do you notice about these guys? These have been the hard men behind the best system in rugby league for the last decade, in particular Jesse Bromwich. I actually think this signing is massive. Now, I wouldn't say he is like Glenn Lazarus, but this is the sort of impact that Wayne Bennett is trying to have on this team. Did you notice what Wayne Bennett did back in the day? You know, he brought him to the Broncos, Glenn Lazarus. He was very successful there. The Melbourne Storm, they took him down there in the year 1999, and he had an impact straight away on them. I mean, I just think this has got that sort of vibe to it. I really like this one. I think there's only two guys in the NRL that are still playing right now that have won more than two premierships. Jesse Bromwich is one of them. Yeah, I think it's only Luke Keary and Jesse Bromwich. This is off the top of my head. There could be one or two more, but I'm pretty sure those are the only two guys that have won more than two premierships. He has been in this Melbourne Storm system for a long, long time now. He won a premiership back in 2012, you got to remember. So this guy, he has seen it all. He's a New Zealand international. He's been in trouble. He's come out the other side. He's a leader at the Melbourne Storm. I think that he is going to set a standard at the Melbourne Storm. As I said at the start, Wayne Bennett, he isn't trying to build an overnight franchise that'll splash in the pool and be successful. He's trying to build a franchise that'll be successful into the future. They can now buy a heap of young, promising front rowers and know that they're going to develop okay under Jesse Bromwich. Without him, you know, it could be a little bit different. So personally, I really like this signing. I wouldn't be shocked if Jesse Bromwich is the captain of this side. And when they come in on their day one, these are the sort of guys you're going to look to. Jesse Bromwich, your Felice Kaufusi. So yes, ideally, would you rather him be 31? Yes, there's no doubt about that whatsoever. I'm not arguing that. But the experience that this guy has and what he's been through and what he's seen in rugby league, I think it really is going to pay dividends for them. I think that Wayne Bennett, he knows exactly what he's doing here. He knows the exact guy that he's targeting. It is a purposeful signing. He knows what he wants, and he has gone out and got it. And if you're looking for experience in your front row, especially a hard-nosed edge in your football team, gee whiz, Jesse Bromwich, very, very hard to go past. Yeah, he's been a premier front rower in our game for an incredibly long period of time. He is a three-time premiership winner. he has lost a few grand finals as well. I mean, Jesse Bromwich has seen it all in our game. He's played with some of the greatest to ever do it. He is just a wealth of knowledge and experience, and they're probably going to have to sign a couple of forwards that are going to be unders, that are going to be guys that have got potential but haven't quite lived up to it yet. They're going to bring on juniors, and Jesse Bromwich is going to be sensational for that. People will bag it because they look at paper on the age and go, oh, you know, too old, but the reality is he's going to bring a heap of experience. Wayne Bennett has got the exact sort of guy that he wanted for this system, in my opinion. To partner with Felice Kaufusi, you know that forward pack is going to be okay because they've got leaders that will set standards. The Dolphins from day one, they will not be cutting corners. They will be doing everything in their power to achieve everything that they possibly can off the back of the attitude that will be set by Jesse Bromwich and by Felice Kaufusi. I really do like this signing. What I don't like is how it's looking down in Melbourne. Now, that team has changed a lot. They've obviously lost the three immortals over the last 5 or 6 years, which has been a huge loss for them. They lost Cameron Smith last year. Now they're heading into season 2022, and they don't have Dale Finucane. It looks like they won't have Nelson Asofa-Solomona. It looks like they won't have Tui Kamakamika. Then you think about season 2023. The Melbourne Storm are going to come into season 2023 without Dale Finucane, without Jesse Bromwich, without Brandon Smith, potentially without Tui Kamakamika, and potentially, more than likely, without Nelson Asofa-Solomona. I mean, of that team, the only real key forwards that have been part of this team for a long period of time left are Kenny Bromwich. God knows if he will follow his brother or not. That honestly wouldn't shock me too much. And Christian Welsh. Outside of that, it is new pieces coming to this system everywhere, outside of Harry Grant, but just of your forwards, your second rowers, and your middles. This Melbourne Storm forward pack, they are going to be unrecognisable in season 2023. I'm starting to wonder, and we've spoken about it with Denon over the last few weeks, we're starting to wonder if maybe the Melbourne Storm, they are unravelling a little bit, and with these guys leaving, the question has to be asked. Now, I was worried about the Melbourne Storm without Nass and Tui Kamakamika because the guys they're bringing in Tepoi Moroa, Josh King, etc., Jordan Grant, aren't really those explosive guys. But now they've lost their most experienced forward, their guy that has won premiership after premiership after premiership, who's been in grand final after grand final and has been a leader at this club for a very long time. For me, they've lost their two best leaders now in Dale Finucane and in Jesse Bromwich. This is going to be a huge couple of years for the Melbourne Storm. For me, this next 18 months will be the biggest challenge that the Melbourne Storm has faced since the salary cap drama. Before that, it was since they entered the competition. Craig Bellamy, we don't know if he's going to be the coach there for the long distant future. He might only be there for another 2 years. We know he's going to be inside the building, which is going to be great. There's no doubt about that. But him not being the head coach anymore, maybe this is a sign that the players know that his departure is coming. I mean, Munster, I'm hearing that he could end up in Queensland somewhere, whether it's Dolphins, whether it's the Brisbane Broncos, I don't know. But my God, what is happening at Melbourne at the moment is very surreal. We haven't seen this many classy players leave the Melbourne Storm in a very long time, in my opinion. We've seen immortals leave and everything. I understand that. But these guys are moving on elsewhere to play. They're not retiring. They're going somewhere else to play their rugby league. Most of them are now going to a new franchise under Wayne Bennett, 100%. I understand that. But they're going to a new franchise. And this is where the Wayne Bennett pull is fantastic. He's now pulled a guy that he coached when he was helping out the Kiwis. He's got a relationship with Jesse Bromwich there. I think he's worked with him in a couple of the All-Stars camps too. He's got Felice Kaufusi, a guy that he's coached in Queensland camp as well. He's got these little relationships all over the competition that now he's starting to take advantage of. I don't like this for the Melbourne Storm. I'm a little bit worried about the direction that they are heading in. That forward pack, as I said on Instagram, if you would have seen that, it is going to be unrecognisable over the next few years. It is a scary thought for the Melbourne Storm, the direction that they are heading. Granted, Craig Bellamy is still there. He will get the absolute best out of every guy that is still down there. I don't think it's absolute panic stations. I still think that with Munster, with Pappy, with Harry Grant, they're definitely going to be a top 8 side. I'm not worried about that. but you're losing a lot of hard-nosed forwards, and this is what champion teams are built off, guys like Jesse Bromwich, and this is why I'm so excited about it for the Dolphins. The age is a worry. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to push back on that in any way, shape, and form, but you know what the advantage is of being 34 years old is that you've seen it all in rugby league. You've been in Melbourne. You've seen the sort of guys that show up on day one of preseason and don't make it to day five. You know those sort of personalities. You know who they are. You know how to push the guys that are still there post day five, how to get the very best out of them in the future, how to know how to push guys to their edge, when to say something at training. All the little things that matter Monday to Friday that Jesse Bromwich is going to bring, all the little things that you and me don't see, that you and me don't even think about. But there's a reason why Craig Bellamy has kept Jesse Bromwich at the Melbourne Storm for the last decade. There has been a heap of more explosive forwards, probably more talented forwards than Jesse Bromwich, but you know what you're going to get out of Jesse Bromwich from Monday to Friday. You know what you're going to get from Jesse Bromwich at Sunday at 3 p.m. He's going to do a job every single week. He's never going to cut a corner. He's going to deliver. He's going to set the standard, and he's going to set the standard at a high bar. Anyone that is walking into the Dolphins as a forward in 2023, you can bet your dick that they are going to get spoken to in a way they probably haven't been spoken to before by Jesse Bromwich, because he will have a job, same as Felice Kaufusi, to set a standard. The three forwards they've signed so far, Jesse Bromwich, Felice Kaufusi, and Ray Stone, these are three guys not to be fucked with, yeah? These are three guys who will not take being mediocre well. They want to be successful. They are hard-nosed guys. Ray Stone is young. He hasn't seen the success of these other two, but you can already see the sort of caliber that Ray Stone is and the sort of bloke that he is. I like the way they're building this pack. Could he have been younger? Yes. I'm going to stop repeating myself on that topic. But with age comes experience, yeah? With experience, you're able to set standards. You're able to start this franchise off on the right foot. He's the guy that's going to talk on the field. He's going to talk in big moments. He's going to talk behind the post. Wayne Bennett knows, like he did with Lazarus all those years ago, like the Melbourne Storm did with Lazarus all those years ago, they know that they have got a true, experienced, hard-nosed forward in their pack in Jesse Bromwich. He might only play for a year, but the impact he will have will be sensational. Love this signing. Bag the age all you want. It's about the experience. It's about the temperament. It's about setting standards in this new franchise. That is going to be Jesse Bromwich's role.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.